Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com. So glad you're with us today. And imagine a dog changing someone's life and changing their psoriasis. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. Kim Weiler is with us. She had a 20-year struggle with psoriasis. 20 years. But she was able to heal herself. And she's with us today to tell us her extraordinary story. And she has written about it in a book. And it's available. It's all about love. And Kim, welcome.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me.
So you were able to take control of your own health. And tell us how a dog had anything to do with your story.
Sure. Yes, my dog, indeed. I saved his life first, and then in turn he saved mine. It was my dog, Max. He was a rescue when I got him when he was around 3 years old. And he had every ailment you could possibly imagine. We found him half dead on the side of the road. He was overweight. He had, he was so sick. He was on about 5 or 6 medications. He was on an inhaler for his chronic bronchitis. I mean, you name it, this dog had it. And it wasn't until he was about 11 that I was extremely desperate because, you know, from 3 to 11, he was sick constantly. But, you know, he managed to do all right. But by the time he was getting a bit older, he was having a really rough time. He could barely walk. And I had just moved and got a new vet. And my vet said to me, you know, Kim, if you stop buying processed dog food, she said, I know you buy the raw organic stuff and it's really expensive and you think you're doing, you know, good by him. She said, but processed dog food is leftover scraps. You have no idea what's in it. And if you just cook whole foods for him, like foods that you and I would eat, like organic chicken and vegetables and sweet potatoes and things like that, she said, I really would guarantee you'd see a difference. And, you know, for whatever time he has left, he would be better. Frankie, I cannot even begin to describe how blown my mind was. Within 2 months of doing this, he lost all the weight. He was a little beagle, so he lost like 9 pounds, and he went from barely walking to outright running. Like, he went running down the street, and I was like, who is this dog? This is crazy. And within a 6-month period, I weaned him off all of his medications, every single one, and my vet said that his 11-year-old insides were that of a 6-month-old puppy.
Wow.
It's incredible.
And incredible. So you looked at his diet, and then you looked at your own?
Exactly. I after struggling with psoriasis for so long and just basically, you know, following the instructions of my doctors, you know, I was just basically using steroid creams and ointments and, you know, all sorts of medications to bide me time. You know, it would work temporarily, then it would go away. And I didn't realize that whole time it was just a Band-Aid and that I wasn't addressing the root cause, which was I needed to heal my gut. So when I looked at Max and his transformation, I was like, wow, if food can do that to him, maybe, you know, what would happen if I used it as my medicine too? And that's exactly what happened. Within a year of changing my diet, it took me about almost 1 full year of eating very clean whole foods, and I cleared my skin for the first time in almost 20 years.
Unbelievable. And so if anyone out there is doubting the power of whole food, two examples, a dog and a human. I mean, I think if we only understood the connection between illness and what we're eating and health and what we're eating, and we can't seem to comprehend this concept, Kim.
I know. And it really is so simple, too. It just comes down to, you know, ourselves, in order to thrive, want the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, you know, and it's really just staying away from the foods that have zero of any of that. I mean, you know, processed food, that's a biggie. You know, there's just thousands of chemicals. I mean, right today there's over, I think, 14,000 toxic food ingredients that are made in laboratories. Like, our food doesn't come from laboratories. It comes from Earth, you know?
Right. What were the biggest changes that started to happen once you cleaned up your diet?
Well, honestly, the biggest changes were psychological changes, because when you have a skin condition, you know, it's on the outside for everybody to see. And I can't speak for everybody, but I know that it can be very devastating to a person's self-esteem. And I speak from my own experience, as well as talking to tons of people with this skin disorder. And by the way, psoriasis is just one skin disease. There's about 20 of them. So if psoriasis affects millions, I mean, you know, there's just so many people out there suffering. And, you know, I walked around for so long, half my life, hiding my skin, hiding myself, and just being so fearful of other people judging me. You know, you don't know, people think it's contagious. You just kind of shield yourself, and you're not really living a complete, happy, and joyful life when you're doing that. You're always living with a little bit of fear on your shoulders. And when I cleared my skin, oh my gosh, I felt so free for the first time in my life. I just felt so free, and I could finally feel good about myself and my skin and my body, you know. And then that's when I started learning about self-care and self-love, because that's actually a really big part of my practice as a health coach. And so once I started incorporating self-love into my life, and, you know, with or without the disease, I had to learn how to love myself, and that was really the hardest part.
Right. Can you do me a favor and share with everyone, as a health coach, how do you tell people that they can't have their junk food? How do you tell people, wait a minute, look at what you're eating in a day. You're having a lot of gluten. You're having a lot of sugar. You know, you're starting out your day with bagels and muffins, and then you have the sandwich at lunchtime and the pizza for dinner and the pasta, and it's like you're carb loading, and you're not running it off. You're just carb loading.
Right, right, and there's, you know, not a lot of nutrients in that stuff you just mentioned. You know, I learned that what really works best with most people is just baby steps. So to give you one small example, I was working with somebody who, you know, everything he bought was processed. It was in a box or a bag. For a snack, it was chips. For breakfast, it was cereal. I mean, you name it, it was all processed.
Yeah.
And I'm not about taking it all away from you. If anything, I just want to add in and kind of crowd out the bad stuff with the good stuff. So I start in small little pieces. I'm like, okay, if you have, you know, cereal for breakfast, you know, I would walk them through finding a cereal that has less sugar. And then maybe
right,
you'll add...
Right. Hey, Kim, we're...
Sure.
We're almost out of time, so give everybody the website and how people can find out more about you, your book, and the work that you're doing, please.
Sure. Yeah, my website is healingmyskin.com, and anybody can contact me through there. All the information they need to know is on there, healingmyskin.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim, and we'll be right back. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. And if you could like me on Facebook at The Frankie Boyer Show, that'd be great. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
So